Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is this, what is this guy's name that does this? Is this the same guy that
Randy
does?
Randy Newman.
Yes, who also did you ever watch Weeds? That TV show Weeds?
I did.
He did the theme to Weeds. He also did a song called Short People.
Yes.
Which I've always laughed at as a petite human.
He had no reason
myself.
To live.
Yes.
My favorite song by him is Let's Drop the Big One Now. And it's, okay. It's a nihilistic take on patriotism, but it's fun.
Yeah, he is very well known for having a very good sense of humor and doing a lot of stuff for animated. Anyway, I digress. Quentin, you don't get to participate in this conversation because you're not old enough to have actually had any of these problems yet.
All right. I threw my neck out. I've never thrown my neck
out. Yeah, what is it? What is that even?
It's tight. It hurts to move left or right or up and down. And I did it by opening my mouth too wide, which
there's a
is
joke in there
something
somewhere.
A lot of people say I do way too much anyway, but it was not playing football, wasn't moving furniture, not some I was benching 300 pounds story. I was at Buffalo Wild Wings with Katie
for a romantic date night.
A romantic date night. We'd seen too many of those pick six commercials and we were like, let's try it. And it was a good deal. I got the all-American cheeseburger, I think is what it's called. It's tall, okay? And I opened my mouth while looking down at it to fit it into my gaping maw. And I felt a pain I've never felt before. Just at the back of my neck, all of a sudden, everything felt like it was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like somebody had stabbed me in the neck. And I'm sitting there with my mouth open around this cheeseburger and not having taken a bite yet because I'm in pain, but the cheeseburger's in my mouth and I'm going, oh!
What did Katie say? What did she do? Stop being a lunatic?
She looked at me as one might in that situation, but she's been through enough stuff with me where she was just like, I'm gonna wait to see what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Like she didn't ask a question, she
just watched,
like, looked at me like, what's he doing now?
Uh-huh.
Is he up to something? Is
like
this some
animal
ploy
at the
for
zoo
attention?
That's yelling.
And I had to take the thing out of my mouth, and I could it wasn't that I got lockjaw, but I couldn't chew because it hurt so bad when I initially put the burger in my mouth. I put it down and I was like, I just threw out my neck. And she's like, oh my god, like when? And I was like, just now, when I was taking a bite of that burger. And she said, you are the oldest human being I've ever met.
Yes.
I've never heard that happen to any human being in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of somebody hurting themselves trying to take a bite of a hamburger that was too big.
As we all sit here, all of you in your cars are doing the exact same thing.
That.
We're all opening our mouths. really wide to see if we can throw our neck out.
Well, if you look down and open your mouth real wide, you'll feel a bunch of stuff pulling at the back of your neck.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And I can feel a lot more now than most people.
I was going to say, what did you do? Did you get out the old lacrosse ball like I do every time I hurt something?
No, I just... I toughed it out.
You're a man.
You know, I'm a man.
I'm a man. So I'm just going to complain about it and not do anything about it.
There, yeah, I sat there and bitched about it for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, I think it's these chairs. It was funny because for everything I said, I was like, I think it's these chairs or this burger's too big.
The burger's too big. Yes.
It is the all-American burger, so it was the most most American complaint you could have about this food's too much.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by... plentitude.
Yes,
and for everyone, Katie was like, no, you're old.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I think it's just that I was leaning forward weird. She's like, no, you're old. I was like, well, mm-hmm. I was also, you know, maybe I didn't sleep good last night and my neck hurts from, no, you're old.
No, just otherwise accept. Your neck would hurt every day.
You're old.
Meanwhile, yes, I drank a 48-ounce margarita.
So I came in this morning and I asked Quentin this morning, how was your weekend? You know, like I do every Monday. Yeah, how's your weekend? And your response was all about the 48-ounce margarita you had in Lawrence for how much?
$15.
And he remembers it.
It was delicious.
Like, we would not remember that experience. You give me 48 ounces of margarita? I'll be asleep in the corner.
How
for 2 days.
How long did it take you to consume this entire margarita, all 48 ounces?
How long were we? I mean, I finished it at the restaurant. Our waiter was Our waiter was a little slow. So, you know, I think we were there for probably an hour, I guess. I don't know.
Was it frozen or not frozen?
Yeah, it was frozen. I don't drink my margarita on the rocks. I thought it would be a bad idea to get it on the rocks because at least frozen, like that would slow me down, right? You know, brain freeze. Because if I'm drinking just cold, like I could just suck that bad boy down. But if it's frozen, at least there's a physical response that's going to stop me from drinking it all before I ate my dinner.
And he said it was generous with tequila.
I did. You can still taste the tequila in it.
Hold back.
Oh, it was so good.
On that. That's the difference.
And I was a functioning human being the next day. So
that's six times the average size of a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just looked it up.
For the price
margarita
of like two.
Is 8 ounces.
It's so good.
That's a good deal.
And you weren't hungover the next day?
No.
Oh, I hate you.
Then I went back to my friend's apartment and drank tequila there.
Drink more.
Huh. Please don't tell me you also drove.
I did not. No.
Good. Okay.
No, we had a... I'm responsibly irresponsible. You know?
I mean, live it up, man. It's not going to be this way forever, so live it up.
Back to my weird neck thing.
Yes. Back to us.
My question is this what the human warranty looks like after 40... Or is it just my this particular model, the Jonathan Weir model is just deeply defective? Because I think it's actually both. Like I think this is a getting old thing, but also.
Well, have you always had problems like this?
It's weird because I've thrown my back out, like seriously thrown my back out really bad once my entire life, where I pulled a muscle and I could not move.
Yeah,
and I was in pain and it was like spasming. It was horrible. But that was when I was like 26 or 28, but whatever. I've this neck thing was new. That's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's both.
I noticed aging you're 43. Yeah. After about a couple of years ago, like after I bought my house, like 44, I noticed it more. I noticed yoga made more of a difference. My back, it's more common for my back to hurt. Then for my back not to hurt. I'm just used to it at this point that there's a point in each of my shoulders that on any given day, one side's going to hurt. And it's just how life is.
So what, like my back might always be hurting, but it's just what you put in the mix, right?
Right.
Like my hip's been messed up since I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not gotten to the point where I need like a hip replacement or something, but I've had hip pain pretty much my entire life. And I don't even think about it. It's just there, you know?
Yeah. Motion sickness hit me more like in my mid 30s. I'd never had motion sickness, but in my mid 30s that hit. Gallbladder was out. It started to go downhill at like 30, but then really after 40 it got bad.
Some people on the text line, I'm glad have my back. I'm 44, did the exact same thing looking down and yawning. It really hurts.
Okay.
I guess that would be the more common reason. Why.
Yes.
It's not that is funny. Though it is, I guess, if a yawn turns into a scream, that's a little.
Yeah. To that person, did you also do nothing about it except complain? Or did you
attempt
to do something?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the horrible thing was I have Xanax here for, when I'm having a panic attack, but it's also a muscle relaxer. I should have just driven home and taken one.
Did you eat any more of the cheeseburger? I think is the important question.
Finished the cheeseburger. Oh, how's that
okay,
sucker?
So you just.
Oh, I was you know, angry. I was
didn't
mad
stop you
at
from.
That point. I was like, I'm not going to let you steal this from me.
And it was amazing, I'm sure.
It was great. From the text line, it's called cervical stenosis. It's a nerve being pinched in your neck. Actually, that sounds right because I've had that before too, where I have had pinched nerves in my neck as well. Like slept funny, and then the next day. It doesn't usually last that long. It's not painful. It's just kind of like sore. Or I can't move my neck totally.
Mm-hmm.
From the text line, totally has happened to me since I was a teen. It's a combination of overwhelming heat and pain shooting up my neck. Just have to wait for it to pass.
Okay. Yeah. So, I've had the thing where, and I think pillows influence our level of pain a lot more than we realize, like sleeping on the wrong pillow. But that feeling of not being able to turn your neck all the way, that's horrible. And then having to find the muscle. Remember, I went to a chiropractor because I could not turn my neck. And it just came to a point of like having to find the muscle that went up into my head. Well, it's like you can't, there's a point there where it's bone and you can't find that muscle. And just having to put all of my weight on a lacrosse ball yet again so that I can turn my head. But that's a horrible feeling when you can't turn it all the way.
From the text line, I threw my back out sneezing while I was sitting on the toilet. I had to call my husband to come rescue me like a stranded turtle. So Rod, used to be my producer on evenings, and he'd had several heart attacks. And so I was always very, anxious and worried about him. And one day he called me from the Quick Trip parking lot. Like this.
Okay.
John, I'm really sorry, man. I can't come in today. And I was like, okay, are you okay? What's the matter? He's like, my back is hurting really bad. My chest, my back. And I was like, oh God, I thought he was dying of a heart attack. No, he had sneezed getting into his car and ruptured. Though, I mean, it's funny because it ended up not being a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't as serious as a heart attack, but he had ruptured like every disc in his back.
Wow.
And had to go to the hospital and be there longer than he had when he had a heart attack. So yeah, that happens. Sneezing is so dangerous.
I was just looking. It can go up to 100 miles an hour. The power of a sneeze can go up to 100 miles an hour, and you can expel thousands of droplets up to 26 feet away.
Right, but also just the action of it. I guess is that something they need to teach you? Like, we need to like have a health class for people. It should be mandatory. Every 20 years, you need to go to a health class to learn new things that are wrong with you. And sneezing, like you have to brace yourself. You cannot just sneeze like you used to.
So I do not sneeze with my mouth open. My mom, when she sneezes, my entire life, especially when I was young, would shake walls with how loud her sneeze was. And that always scared me. So I learned to sneeze with my mouth closed. And it's just a little, like you would barely know that I'm sneezing. And then it doesn't hurt my throat either. And it's incredibly satisfying. Like, I know that the loud sneeze is satisfying, but that's so I don't have to worry about.
Is this a good PSA moment to tell people to cover their sneezes?
Sure.
Cover the sneeze, yes.
Don't be that person.
In your elbow. My brother used to hold his nose when he would sneeze. Like literally hold it in.
You could like pop your eye out.
Yeah. That's bad.
Okay. This is really dark. He died of an aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying the holding your nose thing is the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. There were, it's a cerebral hemorrhage. It was horrible, all that. But it part of me does.
If the pressure
back,
from.
Like, right. How many times he would always hold his nose when he would sneeze. And I just why, like with my kids, I don't tell them the reason why. I'm like, hey, don't hold your nose when you sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold that in. Like, let that out. Let it out. Like, it's better out than in.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's part of it. From the text line, tore muscle in my calf getting off the couch to get nachos during the Chiefs game.
Okay.
Didn't even make it to the kitchen.
I mean, it's not funny, but...
It's a little
it is.
I used to. How did you get this? Oh, it's a football injury.
Yeah, that's what I would call it, too. Yeah.
Tore my rough Achilles game. Watching the Chiefs game. I used to injure myself doing cool things like skateboarding. I recently injured my back brushing my teeth. I'm 44. Mm-hmm. How many of us are 43 and 44 going through?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So what you're yawning, saying is I still have time. I can live life for another 14 years.
I don't know.
Like I said, the first time I really hurt my back, and that was the worst pain I've ever been in, was when I was 28.
So I got 2 years to live my life. I got to see the world.
Yes. But you're an old, you're kind of curmudgeon-y old, so you might be out of time.
Thank you, Jamie.
It's possible.
This is an interesting one.
Life might be over for holds, you.
My sister-in-law holds her nose when she sneezes because she has never let a sneeze out before and is afraid of how she will react.
Oh, well, it just hurts. That's all. It hurts your throat.
It hurts your throat if you sneeze.
If you let it out. Yeah.
I guess. Anyway. So there you go. Thanks, everybody, because now I don't feel as bad. A lot of people saying they've hurt their necks, yawning. So far, it's everybody yawning, though. It's not somebody who's just a gluttonous pig trying to cram an entire cheeseburger into their mouth.
Blame it on the restaurant. Blame it on Buffalo Wild Wings for making a burger that sue making, Buffalo for, Wild Wings.
For making an awesome burger.
That's a great lawsuit.
This is why we need to make burgers wider, not taller.
Yes. Sue them for making them.
I actually do agree with that.
You couldn't
That's
get your mouth around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's start that petition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Katie was literally sitting there like, I was wondering if you were choking. I didn't know if you were dying. And I was just like, I'm just going to wait. I love that her reaction was not like, oh my God, are you okay? It was like, okay, what now? Mm-hmm. What now, you stupid
idiot? What is wrong
idiot?
With you?
What is wrong with you? 913-586-7798. Thanks for all the texts we got on that. Coming up, we can do a negative local story and then a positive one. That sound good? 30 cars broke into in Kansas City, but the good news is that Kansas City was just named one of the best towns to go to for a foodcation, whatever that is. We'll talk about
it. It's not something you would probably do, but yeah.
No. Yeah, not without throwing out my neck, apparently. Mm-hmm. That's next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's do good news first here, because that's always fun. If you were trying to think of, hey, if I just want to eat for a week, if I just want to really, really get good food for a week, what city would you think to go to?
Like where I could drive there?
Whatever.
Or
whatever.
I would go to New York just because they have everything.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And they're known for things.
I thought when we went to Vegas, I was like, oh, I've heard like that's a really great place to pick
some of the best restaurants in the world.
Impressed. I was not that impressed. We went to good places, but I was just kind of like, this isn't much better.
Yeah.
I would avoid Boston. I would say that. nothing.
There's nothing.
The North End Italian section is okay. But yeah. Other than that, no.
Yeah, I would go to somewhere like New Orleans because of Cajun
that's
food.
That's a good one.
Like
that's a great one.
I'm eating my way through every jambalaya and every po' boy and everything I can get my hands on in New Orleans. I am impressed by this survey that puts us among the cities that people would go for a foodcation that we're talking about.
It puts us, where were we at?
We're number three. I don't have the whole list. But Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is the number one traveled to city.
Steaks?
I don't get that. They're good. You go to the place where you can get them across the street from each other. I did that. But of all the cities,
I think they're gross.
That's
I don't like
not
cheesesteaks.
Top of my list.
New York came in second for New York style pizza.
And we were third.
I'll say this about the New York style pizza. I think we've talked about this before. I also was not that impressed with it. I like New York style, but I thought, I'm going to have like real New York pizza. And we went and we found like one of those. It was highly recommended. And I even asked people on air before we went, like, what's the pizza place we should go to? Mm-hmm. And the consensus was this place called Jimmy's in Midtown. And they had paper plates.
Yeah.
You know, it was like the old school that you could just eat on the street. They just handed it to you from a window, all that stuff. And I was just kind of like, this is fine. Like, it's okay. I thought it was going to be knee buckling. Nothing.
Yeah, there are places in New York where, and I don't remember if Jimmy's is one of them, but where you can still get pizza for $1 a slice.
Yeah, it was not that expensive. It was like, I think it was like $1.50.
Yeah, when I was there, I got one for $1 a slice. But I think bad pizza is good pizza. Like, I think any pizza is...
Oh, it was still good. I just thought it would be so, like, amazing. Like
change
the authenticity
your life.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like, no. But yeah, good for us. I wonder how many people are going to leave here after the World Cup. 12 pounds heavier than they were when they came.
I mean, at least it's barbecue, which is meat and protein and not pizza, you know, which is just carbs.
At least it's not as many carbs. Sure.
But yeah, us being the barbecue capital of the world, they called it.
Yeah.
That's
there you go. That's if that's not an authority, then I don't know what is.
Yes, Quentin.
Well, I don't ever want to go to LA because that's too many people, but street tacos are good.
Oh,
so I guess I've been to San Diego and through Camp Pendleton, but so
they're
I guess
known for fish tacos in San Diego.
So street tacos would be a place. If you could go to a place that has like real authentic street style tacos, I'm down with that.
There are places here that do them.
I know we've got a lot of, what is it? The taco trail in KCK. Yeah. Oh, that's my. Hey, you give me some street tacos and a 48-ounce margarita. I'm down to clown. Let's go.
Jeez. And he'll be fine the next day.
That is a very, not street tacos specifically, but food trucks. That's a California thing.
It's, like they, yeah, Portland, I mean, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever been there?
West Coast thing.
It might be a West Coast thing. Portland, Oregon does this thing called pods. So they took, it's brilliant. I know we have food trucks here. I wish we had them. I wish there was one easy way to know where they're going to be all the time. But they take parking lots in Portland, Oregon, and they just make them into these pods. And they put food trucks and they turn the food trucks inward and put picnic tables and... They're open until after the bars let out, and it's amazing.
I've literally never had a bad experience through a food truck.
Yeah.
Up in Maryville, there was a guy, he has a food truck. It's called Sergeant Grill, and he does, like, sort of your basic barbecue sandwiches. They're really good. I don't remember the name of it. There's a, fish and chips truck that's around Kansas City. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had probably about six of them in my life, and I've never had a bad experience with them. I think they get a bad rap. For like being dirty and whatever, but they're really good.
I like any restaurant/food truck that specializes in one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause if it's
successful,
you're
gonna be good at one thing,
then they're really good at that one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we rank in the top three. And
right.
Like this list has cities like Tokyo and Mumbai. Yeah. And,
I thought it was just specific to the States, but I mean, one of my favorite episodes of No Reservations, the Anthony Bourdain show, was Kansas City. And there's a lot of reasons why. One, I literally saw it the night before we moved from Florida to Kansas City.
Oh, that's cool.
But it was, he could not get enough of barbecue. And that's where the first time I heard about a Z-Man, because he went to Joe's KC and he couldn't talk enough about how amazing food was here.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the 30 cars broken into?
Okay, so then we have the bad news. This was overnight, and this was Saturday night into Sunday night or Sunday night into this morning. I can't tell. But 30 vehicles were broken into near 16th and Walnut. This was a parking lot just across from the Hampton Inn early Saturday morning. Thank you, Channel 9. Several visitors to that hotel discovered shattered glass and smashed windows, including a lot of people that were in town for business. Broken glass still covering a lot of the parking lot hours later. So far, no word of any arrests. Most of the cars were targeted, had out-of-state plates. Great.
Here's my question. What happened to car alarms? 30 cars got broken into. Wouldn't you think they would all be going off?
You would think. Yes.
Do we just ignore that? Because here's the thing. If I heard a car alarm going off, one, I would go, whoever that idiot needs to turn that car alarm off.
Yeah.
If I heard 15, 20, 30 possibly going off, I'd be like, the hell is going on?
So I wonder if you're staying in a hotel, you know, and your car's not parked directly out your window.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, that would make enough noise that you would think a lot of people would go look.
Right.
At least to see what the fuss
is
about.
Unless they just don't go off.
Yeah.
Unless they go off because it's too windy, but they don't go off if somebody actually breaks into your car.
Yeah. When you live in that part of town, if you're just used to them going off all the time.
Yeah. That could.
But you're right. 30 cars being broken into.
Yeah.
Is
a lot. You think people would
major.
Notice. Yeah. So not great. Coming up, something that'll make you feel good about Kansas City and Missouri. In Kansas. So we're going to play a little game called Florida or Australia, where I'm going to give Jamie and Quentin a quick synopsis of a story, and then they have to tell us whether it happened in Florida or Australia. We'll see if they can get it right. That's next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we did the falling iguana story last week. I love it. It happens every year when it gets cold enough in Florida. The iguanas that are up in the trees, they suddenly just stop moving. They're not dead. They're just, their bodies don't, they're not moving anymore, and they just fall out of trees. And I said, that is something that would happen out of Australia. Hence the new game.
And yeah, we were like that because things fall out of trees in Australia.
Sure.
Like they have a name for koalas. They're called drop bears because mm-hmm. they'll just fall out of the tree and start attacking you. So yeah, it's the new game. It's called Florida. Hold on a second. For some reason.
Leave us hanging playing. Here. Florida.
Well, I have a sound effect for each one and they're not playing. So that's cool.
Hello, Florida.
There we go. Florida or Australia. So I'm going to read you a quick synopsis of a story, Jamie and Quentin, and you tell me whether it happened in Florida. I'm going to go one at a time. So we'll start with Jamie.
Okay.
First story is this. A couple wakes up in the middle of the night because the dogs are losing their minds. They follow the barking to the laundry, open the door, and nearly step on a 1 meter lizard.
Mm-hmm.
Wedged behind the dryer. They do not live anywhere near a big river. Or anywhere where this thing would be a freshwater thing living there. They have no idea how the thing has been hanging out with their dirty socks or how long.
I'm saying Australia for that one.
Saying Australia for that one, that would be wrong.
Really?
It was Florida.
Hello, Florida.
Well,
yeah, I think it was because of the fact that it was at 1 meter.
Well, I thought there's so much water in Florida.
But I don't know if they use the metric system in Australia, do they?
I honestly don't. I think they do. Yeah. I think we're the only ones that use our stupid imperial system.
No.
Everybody else uses the metric
system.
The
British invented it. They have to use it for something. All right. Quentin.
I'm here.
Here's your story. A self-described foot model meets a guy from a dating app at a hotel. He offers $1,000 to smell her feet and buy her old sneakers. She refuses. He bolts. And she chases him to the parking garage, thinking that he is stealing her stuff. He allegedly jumped in his SUV, makes a three-point turn, and runs her over while escaping. Was that Florida or Australia?
All right. I hate the fact that this is the story that I got. What am I, Rex Ryan? So I'm gonna go with Florida.
Yeah.
Hello, Florida.
It was Florida.
So did I. Because I thought these were all like animal related, because that's what the two places have in
common.
You
want to only make them animal related?
Well, because like Florida has all the crazy man stuff, but Australia doesn't have that. Well, not usually. Well, maybe you found some out of Australia that also have crazy man.
We do this again. I'll do animal related ones. All right. Jamie.
Yeah.
Kids on a scooter were doing their ring the doorbell prank up and down the street. One furious homeowner jumped into his car and, according to witnesses, actually tried to run them over as they fled, forcing the kids to sprint into a neighbor's yard while other adults called the police. Was that Florida or Australia?
Could be either one. I'm going to say Florida.
Hello, Florida.
It was Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have guessed Australia, because in Florida, they just grab the old shotgun.
That's true.
That's funny, because I was thinking that exact same thing. I was like, I don't know if I want to add this, but then I thought if you overthink it, it's really easy to think that it wouldn't be Florida, because wouldn't they just get shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky
guess.
All right,
Quentin, a natural hot springs is officially chained off and closed for the season after a recent alligator sighting. People keep hopping the chains, getting in anyway. One afternoon, there are 20 or 30 people chilling in the water when someone suddenly sees a big tail splash near them. Authorities show up and clear everybody out, not thrilled to be dealing with these half-naked scofflaws. Was that Florida or Australia?
Man, I don't even know if they have. I guess they do, because the crocodile hunter. So yeah, we'll go with Australia.
That was Australia. And here's the thing. They do have gators, but gators are not the same as crocodiles, buddy.
I can't remember what the difference is.
Is it their snout?
It's their snout. So they have huge gators in Australia called saltwater. They call them salties. Saltwater. Not gators. I'm sorry. Saltwater crocodiles. And they're really bad. They're like worse than gators in the south here. But they don't have that many alligators. That's why I included that story. Because I thought it would trip you up, but you got it. Next one. Jamie.
Yeah.
A very determined man pulls up to a fast food drive-thru at 4 a.m, demanding free chicken nuggets. The staff tells him the restaurant is closed. He allegedly responds by calling the police to report that they will not give him the nuggets that he deserves. The police, they are not impressed, and they end up arresting him. Was that Florida or Australia?
That's got to be Florida. Chicken
Hello,
nuggets.
Florida.
It definitely was Florida.
Middle of the night. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's also such an entitled thing, such an American thing to be like, oh, I didn't get my food. I expect it. All right. Last one, Quentin. A sheriff's helicopter is flying a late night patrol when the cockpit starts getting hit by a bright green laser over and over again. The crew tracks the beam to a guy in his driveway with binoculars and a laser pointer. When deputies ask what he's doing, he reportedly says he was just being silly because he was bored. He is now facing an actual felony. Was that Florida or Australia?
Well, this is a tough one. There's not a lot in this story that gives either vibes here.
Yep.
I guess I guess I'll go with Australia.
Hello, Florida.
Dang it.
It was Florida.
How many of these were Florida out of the ones you picked?
It was half and half.
Was it? Okay.
I wanted to split. But the one that I gave you, I'm not sure. We might have, the mix might have been more Florida.
Okay.
It's one of these things. Sometimes you put a game together and you don't realize like how obvious.
So you gotta play it out and see. Yeah.
And I realized like so many of these have alligators in them. And we just had the story about like, well, I would just explain like they don't really have alligators in Australia except for that one incident. So there you go. So
okay, we'll do that again.
I don't know, one paying attention. But I think it was enlightening that it's not just us, guys. People are insane everywhere. Coming up, what is your morning routine and why should you switch to this viral one? It is the 3 by 3 by 12 p.m. routine, and it's taken the world, and by the world I mean the idiots on TikTok, by storm. Talk about that next on Midday.
All right. This is out of Yahoo Health. It's called the 3 by 3 by 12 p.m. challenge. That's the trend, they say, that makes it easier to rack up the extra steps, water, and protein. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the goal is to get to 3,000 steps, one third of your daily water goal, and 30 grams of protein before noon, with the goal of jumpstarting your energy, mood, and focus.
Yeah.
That's not that complicated. 3,000 steps hard. Half an hour walk.
Steps is, if you pay attention to your steps,
yeah,
you probably get that in.
Go for a walk.
I know I do. I just, from taking my kid to school and then walking back and then walking from the parking lot up the stairs to the station, I don't know. Like, this doesn't seem that hard. The protein part would be hard.
Have a high protein breakfast.
Yeah, having to eat 3 eggs or whatever. And then also having to drink a bunch of water.
The water is the hard part for me.
So I broke.
Although coffee helps.
I realized like a tall glass of water is basically 2 cups.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to, if you're a man, have 15 cups a day. I think a woman is supposed to be like 12.
12 cup. It's tied to your weight.
Oh,
it's like it's like ounces, half your body weight in ounces.
Half your body weight in, oh, geez. Yeah.
So, depending on whatever it is.
I was at Price Chopper.
This is where they lose me.
On Friday.
I'm not doing math to be healthy. Yeah.
And the old lady at the register said I look like a tall glass of water. Does that count for anything?
No. Sorry.
I hate
is
TikTok.
That an insult? I'm not even sure what that means.
I don't know
it's
what it means.
It's supposed to be a compliment.
I think it's a nice thing. Like, you're refreshing.
I don't know where it comes from, but that it's supposed to be a compliment.
I don't know. Maybe back then all they had was water. And that's, you know, that's all she had to reference.
Okay, so if you needed to get in 100 ounces, if you're a 200-pound man and you needed to get in 100 ounces of water for the day, which feels like a lot, you got to get in 35 ounces before noon. To me, that's the hardest part right there.
That's 2 margaritas. To get 100 ounces? It's crazy.
You down that margarita in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still can't get over that.
So it's 2 cups of coffee plus a 20-ounce bottle of whatever you're today. For me, it's Diet Coke because I needed the extra caffeine. If you think about it that way, that's not that bad. But that's just before noon.
Look, I think the more you think about this, the worse you're going to be off. Because it's one of those things where you'll tell yourself you're feeling great and it's becoming a normal part of your routine. But then that one day you only had 2 eggs instead of 1. Then you go into work. No, why did you bomb the Mitchum report there, Sanderson? Oh, I only had 2 eggs this morning. That's why, because I'm all off. I think people put way too much stock in routine and way too much emphasis on having every little thing planned out and perfect.
For some people, it's how they get it done.
If it's effective for you, that's fine. I mean, we all do. We all have like certain things that we do in the morning, and that's fine. I just think if you're doing them to kickstart your day and you're like, oh, this is how I'm going to get healthy. Yeah, it's not. You know how you're going to get healthy? By actually counting your calories, watching what you eat, and making sure you exercise. You don't need that structured of a 3 by 3 thing for it. Just make sure you get your steps in.
But for some people, frankly, I'm surprised you're not a little more like this. If I don't have some structure to it and just leave it up to whatever, I'll never get it done. If I don't have lists and like, here's what I always do. Like, if I don't do yoga at the same time every morning, I'm not going to do it.
I have lists, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being judgmental. I just don't like new things. Like, I think this is an overly complicated way of saying get more protein and drink more water and get more steps in. And then, like,
well, it's trying to simplify it. Like, if you just do this, which they consider to be easy, then you're set.
And I'll be honest with you, Jamie. if this hadn't come from TikTok, I'd be like, oh, this seems like a good idea.
Oh, yeah. If this had come from, like, CNN.
If it was a doctor on the BBC or something, it was saying, I was like, you know what? Yeah, okay, maybe I'll try that tomorrow. But because it's a bunch of people who last week were talking about were drinking moon water, I just refuse to accept it. Quentin, you hate TikTok, right?
I do. I just hate the fact that, you know, people are like, hey, drink this much water. Or, you know, you can just drink when you're thirsty. How about that? If only we were given something to know when we should drink more water.
Coming up, KCPD reached $3.5 million settlement over a wrongful death. And also, you like music? Do you like robots? God help us all. It's next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.